Ruined city skylines and Armageddon on your doorstep. I'm your host, the Lone Transmitter. And coming to you live from Yellowbrook City, you're listening to Wasteland Free Radio. Welcome, survivors, weary travelers, and self-described road warriors to another beautiful evening at the end of the world. It's a balmy 57 degrees out in the Radlands today, or 135 Fahrenheit if you're one of those people stuck in the old ways. Solar radiation is of course still at a maximum, but the clouds of volcanic ash overhead should protect us from the worst of it. Inside the protective dome, we are safe, and sitting pretty at a refreshing 42 degrees. I'm still waiting for the full weather report to come in, and we'll take a better look at that a little later on. I got in pretty late. I was out all night installing that new signal relay on top of Danny Sixfinger's old glove factory. I then took a quick stroll to test the new signal, and it looks like we're all set. So those of you outside the protective dome should be hearing me loud and clear. Oops, maybe not. Looks like I have a few bugs to work out. I did run into a little trouble collecting the parts for the new relay. It involved a shady deal with a couple of cannibals, but I think we're all set now, and the best part is that nobody had to get eaten alive to make it happen. I worked all night, all morning, and all afternoon, and now I'm here. Of course, the main entrance to the city is still closed, so I had to go the back way. So yeah, it's been a long day. I didn't even find any gloves in old Sixfinger's glove factory. But I found some tools, some assorted chemicals, and oh yeah, I found some real, authentic leather. Like leather from an animal. I haven't seen this in ages. Danny Sixfingers has been gone for years, and nobody knows where he went. So anything left in his shop is fair game for scavengers like me. But I'd be willing to bet he'd rather have me have it than any raiders looking to make a quick buck. He knows I'll make good use of it. Alright, I'm just gonna go grab some coffee and... Well, that sound means I'm out of coffee. So, I guess I'll try to find some the next time I head outside. And if you are outside the dome and you're looking to come back in, please remember that the Freeman Street Bridge is still closed, and it looks like it might be a while. If you're out and about and need to get back in, you'll have to go the long way, just like I did. It's not too bad. It's just kind of wet and kind of gross, but remember to hit up a decon shack as soon as you get back into town. Yes, I know decontamination sucks and it kind of burns your skin, but we're 43 days without a radioactive incident, and I would love to keep that streak going. But back to the Freeman Street Bridge. That surprise meteor storm a couple of days ago caused a ton of damage. Local authorities said they would have the debris cleared by tomorrow, but I don't think so because it is still a mess. Nobody could even try to get through there right now. So let's be patient and let the cleanup happen, and just remember to decontaminate on your way in. No big deal. We're going to take a look at our traffic right now, and before I say anything else, I don't recommend going out and traveling the roads of the Radlands at all. Even if you are one of those road warriors, there's a lot out there that no one is prepared for. It's not for the faint of heart. But if any of you are brave enough to venture out beyond the protective dome, here is a look at traffic. And hopefully none of you will be surprised to learn that all of the trucks, cars, and tanks on the roads are still at a dead stop. We haven't seen a fuel truck in ages, and if there's no fuel for our vehicles, the vehicles just don't move. I think it's kind of odd that I have to explain that, but not many people here actually remember what it's like to have a functioning car. But we do have some activity just west of the city, and let me tell you, it is adorable. I don't know if anyone actually knows where the old Little League Park is, except for me. But it's really hard to get to, and I wouldn't actually recommend it. You have to weave in and out of all of these bandit camps, and it's really not safe. But the last time I was there, I found an abandoned Chevy Corsica. And inside that Corsica, I found a family of feral dogs that have made it their home. Back during a legendary period of time called the 90s, the Chevy Corsica was considered the height of American luxury. And these dogs have found one and made it their home. If you ask me, these dogs have impeccable taste. That's not the only thing you'll find at the ballpark, though. If you're looking for an improvised weapon, there are tons of baseball bats with nails stuck through them. And if you're looking for some expired bubble gum to chew up and use to seal your fallout shelter, that's the right place to do it. The Little League Park Gift Shop has gifts and sundries abound. But again, be very careful on your way out there, and it is not my fault if you get eaten by anything. Alright, I'm going to pull up some of my emails here. We've got some fan mail, and I've got an email from WeatherBot95 apologizing for not detecting the meteor storm earlier. Oh, they hope no one got hurt. That's incredibly sweet, 95. And don't worry, the bridge was empty when it happened, and everybody was safe. We know you're doing the best you can. For those of you who don't know him, WeatherBot95 is the oldest of the WeatherBots still in service to this day. They might not be perfect, but neither are we. He's actually outside the dome right now trying to get the forecast for the next couple of days. He's risking his tiny metallic life for us. And here's an email from the Doomsday Country Club. Oh, this ought to be good. You heard me right. Doomsday Country Club. And they're inviting everybody to join them for an ice cream social at the old Johnston Mannequin Factory. Everybody is welcome to attend. If I might offer a word of caution, I guess, I know the name Doomsday Country Club sounds benign and an ice cream social sounds like a lot of fun, but there are no dairy farms here in Yellowbrook City, and I wouldn't trust any cream imported from a farm out in the Radlands. But that's not really what I'm worried about. I met the leader of the Doomsday Country Club once, and he calls himself the Great Reverend Supreme. And he claims to be in contact with some being from beyond the great beyond who transcends space and time. And that alone is enough to keep me from attending normally. If I'm called the lone transmitter, then he can call himself whatever he wants. But it's the whole grand reverend thing. I don't think they're your average country club, and I hear, indescribable noises coming from that place almost every night. And it just gives me the creeps. And we're talking about the apocalypse here. I've experienced a lot of wild stuff, and a country club shouldn't faze me at all. But you know what they say? If it looks like a duck, talks like a duck, and has a leader who claims to speak for an all-powerful higher being like a duck, it's probably a duck, right? Now, I know we all have questions, like, should we worry about the Doomsday Country Club? Hasn't the world already ended? Those are great questions, and I intend to find out, because I am 100% going to that ice cream social. I'm not going to have any of the ice cream. I just want to see what it's all about. Oh, well, it looks like local authorities have sent me an email that just says, these were normal meteors, and we have nothing to worry about. Please don't ask us any questions. So there you have it, I guess. Nothing to worry about. And local authorities have our best interest at heart, after all. Anyway, I guess the last host of this station used to be some kind of a scientist, because there's some lab equipment here, and I didn't really know what any of it was for. And then I found out it's all water testing equipment. So I don't know how long it's been here, but I figured out how to use it, and once I got it all working, I ran a test on the water. Why not? We all know water is supposed to be purple, not like the vibrant gold that we're used to seeing here in Yellowbrook. But if these results are correct, and trust me, I followed these instructions to the letter, our water is only considered, quote, barely toxic. It's taken Dynamo Science Labs years to figure this out, so we're well on our way to having some actual water. That's awesome. And I know what this sounds like. This is good news for us humans, right? But what about mutants? What about mutant kind? Can they drink this water? Well, the answer is yes. This water is actually perfect for them, at least according to these tests. So, if you're listening to this out there in the Radlands, we've got relatively clean water and plenty of abandoned buildings for you to inhabit. Yellowbrook City isn't that bad, and we are 43 days without a radioactive incident. It's not too shabby. We are that much closer to being a thriving, sustainable city for the future, and none of this would have been possible without the fine brains and robots over at Dynamo Science Labs. Hats and cybernetic headgear off to everyone over there for cleaning up our drinking water. We can't thank you enough. If you haven't already gotten your submissions in to Dynamo Science Labs, it's not too late to sign up for the semi-annual science fair. It's such a thrill for me to see the finest minds in all of the Radlands converge, and in some cases merge, to keep us on the bleeding edge of science. Now this year, the winner gets a year-long internship at Dynamo Science Labs. They'll have access to a particle accelerator, rocket fuel, and more robotics than they can shake a soldering iron at. The runners-up will receive a year's supply of devastation rations. It's not much, but it's something. But just take this as a warning, I'm pretty sure they're gonna disqualify any science projects that use time travel. We can't afford another mishap, alright? We don't want to deal with that again. So, a couple of days ago, I was on this salvage job outside the dome. I needed some more copper wire for that transmission relay. And sure enough, I came across like a robot graveyard, and all of them were intact. I'm guessing an EMP went off in the vicinity, and these robots just couldn't withstand it. Their circuit boards were fried, but their wiring was good to go, so I paid my respects and I took what I needed, but I left some for the next scrapper, because that's what good wastelanders do. Everything seemed fine, but then I stood up and I saw somebody staring at me. I've run into people out in the wastelands before. It's not that big a deal. Most of them are safe and responsible. They're just looking for a place to sleep, or maybe they're looking for some salvage. But you never know. They might be infected, they might be cannibals, they might be cultists. You never really know. So I generally try to keep my distance as best I can. But this person was getting closer to me, and I was getting nervous. I thought about running away for a second, but I wouldn't have gotten anywhere, because this traveler rode a horse. Like an actual horse, with four legs, a mane, a tail, and two heads, just like the ones you've heard about. And they wore a black canvas duster and a wide-brimmed hat, and they had this, like, mechanical breathing mask that covered their eyes, too. I couldn't see their face at all. And they were ready for anything the Radlands could throw at them. And they stopped like 10 feet away from me and just jumped off the horse, and I was terrified. They reached into their jacket, and I was ready to say goodbye, but they pulled out an envelope and placed it on the ground in front of me. Then they climbed back onto their majestic horse, and they rode west into what I assume would have been the sunset, if in fact we could see the sun through the cloud of ash in the sky. Now that we're all here, let's open up this envelope. I haven't gotten any mail since before the Great Devastation, so I'm kind of curious as to what this could be. Oh, it looks like a data tape. Where did they get this from? I thought I was the only person around who had this kind of technology. I mean, I had to build this myself. Well, I will just plug this into my retro resequencer and pretend that it didn't come from some mysterious badass that I met in the Radlands. Oh, have I not talked about my retro resequencer yet? So every once in a while I'm out on the road, I come across these data tapes, and if I ever see a merchant with one of them, I'll buy them, because I'm one of the only people who can salvage the data. I built this retro resequencer just so I could do that. The resequencer is already running a project, so I can't really do two of them at once. I don't have enough power for that. But while we wait for it to finish up its current project, let's take a look at the wide world of post-apocalyptic sports. Alright, there's really not that much going on in sports right now. As you could imagine, most of the major sports teams were kind of obliterated. We don't really have any stadiums anymore. All we're left with is this thing called nuke ball, and it is the only sport that anybody cares about out here. So after an entire season of failure, our very own Yellowbrook Tanners are going to be bringing it to the New Spring City Water Monsters at next week's nuke ball match. I cannot wait for this to happen. I have been waiting for this match all year, and I cannot wait to wipe them off the face of the earth. Not literally. Like that, you know, that already happened. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry, guys. That was rude. I shouldn't have said that. Next week, the Tanners and the Water Monsters, and we will see you on the battleground. Alright, let's check in with WeatherBot95 for a brief look at our forecast. And I know he failed to predict the meteor storm that took out the bridge, but nobody's perfect. Besides, he really is risking his life out there beyond the dome, and the pressure might just be getting to him. And I don't mean the bizarre changes in atmospheric pressure that we're used to seeing, but like it's dangerous out there for a robot these days, so let's cut him a little bit of slack. But WeatherBot95 isn't responding. Hang on, I hope he's not lost out there. Oh, hang on, it looks like I just got another email from local authorities regarding the Freeman Street Bridge. Maybe the road is open again. Oh. I guess excavation drones have uncovered a large metallic egg-shaped object from beneath the collapsed bridge. No word if this object indeed fell from the sky, or if it was simply buried beneath the earth the entire time. But engineers from Dynamo Science Labs are on the way to examine it now, and citizens are being asked to stay home while the egg investigation begins, and then they thank us for our patience. Well, you heard the local authorities. We're being told to stay put while they figure out what's going on. I, for one, know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to head over to Apocalypse WoW Juice Bar and Human Arcade. That's right, today's episode is sponsored by none other than Apocalypse WoW. Are you looking for a place where nobody knows your name, but nobody scans your brain? Where you can escape from your spouse and your adorable half-mutant children for a little while to enjoy a nice glass of hot iridescent liquid? Apocalypse WoW Juice Bar and Human Arcade has been around longer than most establishments in the Radlands, and they promise to keep serving the same amazing hot iridescent liquid until the end of the end times. Apocalypse WoW Juice Bar and Human Arcade. Enjoy the hot iridescent liquid. It's just about time for me to get going for the night, and they're likely shutting off the power soon anyway. But my retro resequencer just spit out another song from before the devastation. So taking you out today is a band from the remains of the capital of the old Empire State. They're called Yeah Universe, and this is their song, Stillwater. I'm the Lone Transmitter, and you've been listening to Wasteland Free Radio. Your only source for news at the end of the end of the world. Wasteland Free Radio is written and produced by J.S. Pitcher. Our intro, outro, and background music is by 117, and you can find their music at 117isalive.com. Our featured artist for this episode was Yeah Universe with their song Stillwater, currently available on all major platforms, and you can support them directly at yeahuniverse.bandcamp.com. If you liked the show, we'd love it if you could leave a quick review and tell a friend. We're planning on putting out episodes every 2 weeks, and you can listen to other episodes wherever podcasts are available. Please follow us on Instagram at Wasteland Free Radio, and our email address is wastelandfreeradio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, always keep a 90-day stockpile of food and supplies, just in case.